to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all, and welcome back. We are back. And I hope you all had a good Merry Christmas and an amazing Happy New Year start. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733-888-77-JESSE. And a brand new biblical question for a brand new year, 2026, January 5th. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference? An amazing question to start out the year, to know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you're still trying to get back home, or you're stuck in traffic right now trying to get to work because everybody at they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white, are back. You can podcast the show, but you can listen to it on your phone. Your phone. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. Before I get into the show, I want to personally, from my staff, Bun, thefallenstate.tv, Jesse Lee Peterson, The Hake Report, .com, H-A-K-E, report.com, The Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby, and Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all for an amazing year last year. You made it possible. You made it possible for the sun to shine. You made it possible. So thank you all, and thank you all for the amazing gratitude you show at the end of the year. Gifts and desserts and cards and calls and donations, and we all appreciate it. We have an amazing team because of your support, so thank you. And we're going to take on this year and see what happens. We're going to see what happened. Have a wait and see through the entire year. I do have to tell you that we appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Just from everywhere. Everybody. I can't start naming the people because if I do, it looks like I don't appreciate the other gifts. I appreciate them all. So thank you. Amazing. From all of us to all of you, I do appreciate it. And then this year, I want to encourage you to really stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Don't give up on you. Put you first. And when you put you first, you're putting God first. When you put you first, you are putting God first. And he said, seek first the kingdom of God in his right way. If you want to follow me, you got to keep my commandments and pick up your cross and walk. And love your neighbor, including your enemy, as yourself. And you can't go wrong. It'll be impossible. You got to put first thing first. You can't be trying to be with God because you want to get married. You want to find a husband or a wife. You're putting that first. You can't have anything before that. And the rule is, he's not going to change the rule for you. This is one thing, he's in that he's different than human nature. Human nature would change the rule. All right, okay, go ahead. But he's going to say, no, unless you follow the rule that's already laid out upon your heart, it's not going to work for you. So put that first this year if you want to be free. Now, those people who don't want to be free, stay in your delusion. Stay in your misery. Stay in your hell. You have a right to be unhappy. Life will give it to you, a gift from God, and he lets you do whatever you want with that gift. You can kill the children inside the womb with that gift of life. You can commit suicide if you want with that gift of life. You can hate yourself and others with the gift that he's given to you. You can be a bum on the street with that gift he's given to you, or you can be free. And he's not going to punish you for whatever you decide to do. That's your decision. That you're not even making, but you think you're making it. Amazing. So for those men and women around the world that want to be free, this year, put you first. Put you first. And you will be putting God first. And the other thing is, yesterday in the fellowship, which was an amazing way to start the year, it really was, two things I encourage the people to do is to become a doormat. And I received a couple of emails from people. They went, well, Jesse, you said if we're a doormat, we're betas. The real you is not the doormat. It's the fake you that you got to be a doormat, meaning it's the ego, which is not you. You got to let whatever happen to the ego. That doesn't mean you let people, give people your money or you don't be crazy. And I mean, just let whatever happen to your false self, your ego self, as long as people are not hurting you physically. But your ego self, this year, let that happen. Become a doormat. Meaning that if someone call you names or try to embarrass you or try to mess up your fake identity of having a reputation, or yelling at you in public, or whatever. Let it happen. And watch what you're thinking and feeling about it so you can overcome it. Don't get mad at them. They can't help it. They cannot see. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They live in their imagination, and they think that they are the imagination. So forgive them. Don't get angry. Let your brother or your sister who have been turned away from the light and they have gone into the darkness. They're lost in the wilderness. So don't hate them. But so don't get mad at them. Don't just wish them well. They can't see. And you're going to see that they're not hurting you. They're hurting the false self, of which you should be able to see so you can overcome. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse. That is amazing. And forgive them. And I forgot what our theme is for the year of the church service. I think my producer wrote it on my thing. Hold on a minute here. Let me regroup, because I think he wrote it down for me. No, he didn't. Not yet. He will. I forgot. Endurance. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Our theme for this year is endurance. Are you willing to endure misery, loneliness, anger, resentment? Are you willing to endure facing the lie, which are thoughts and emotions? Are you willing to endure this year? You alone. Endure. If you do this and you stay with it, you're going to be surprised what happens for you this year. You will never be the same. You will finally be you. So endure, become a doormat. And if people laugh, let them laugh. They're not laughing at you. The false self is laughing at the false self in you. That's what's happening. It's not happening to you. All right. So you got work to do. And you will not regret it if you do it. It's up to you. Let's start this year out with a blast. And so we're all back. I didn't do anything. I went out. I was invited by everybody and their mama. Thank you all. I appreciate it. But I did the bear thing. What the bear does? He go hibernate. I went and hibernated for the whole week and a half, or however long it was. And I'm so grateful that I did. I went out one time to meet a family that had already invited me to come and meet the kids and everybody. And I went, and the mother and everybody, and it was raining. I was like, Lord. And it was that time alone is exactly what I needed. My family member, I didn't go to them. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't even go to New York to see my family, my son and his family. I didn't really talk to them until afterward because I thought they might try to get me to come there. And I didn't want to go. So it was amazing. I encourage you to have some alone time. Be alone and see what happens. No TV. I watched very little TV. I just didn't feel like watching it. It didn't make sense to watch a bunch of people arguing. And a bunch of lying media, so I just didn't even bother. I did turn it on when President Trump captured, according to report, when he captured Maduro, same thing, Maduro. I watched it to see him talk about that and the world reaction to it. It was amazing. You better do what you want. You better be grateful that the great white hope is in the White House. He's taking names and kicking butts. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And I realized that the Democratic representatives and the liberal media does not care at all about the American people. It's all about self. Everything this president does, they're against it. Everything he does, shut down the country by not letting the illegal in anymore, deporting them back to their countries, turf, that thing they bring in finance, whatever it is, tariffs, and oil, and jobs, and lower the taxes, everything. They don't want that. That's not for you. And today, I just realized it's Monday already. We take all calls, but we take the females' calls on Monday first as they come in, because every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to
fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Thank you, Nate. I forgot it was Female Monday. What the? And the anchor baby reminded me, it's Female Monday. In case you forgot.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right. What the? So, the president, the great white hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And all over the world, they worship the king. Some people call him daddy. Dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. Daddy is home. And I call him the great white hope, Donald Trump. So, according to report, he captured the so-called president of Venezuela, on Saturday, according to the New York Times. He captured this guy on Saturday, and he's been transported. He, according to report, his wife and one of their sons. What the? Been transported to the USA over there in New York for trial. They said that, according to the report, this man was trying to run into his vault and hide. But it took them, I think they said, less than 3 minutes to capture him. Was it 3 minutes or 3 hours? Yeah, I think it was 3 minutes. 3 hours would have been too long. He would have escaped into his vault. But he is now, according to reports, in New York City for trial. Watch this from CBS News.
And I'm Chelsea Jones. Federal authorities say this is being handled like a bust of a drug kingpin. The couple will face a Manhattan judge on federal charges related to drug trafficking and narco-terrorism.
The mission began with a green light from President Donald Trump. Strikes executed in Venezuela's capital of Caracas by U.S. Special Forces. After months of surveillance and practice, Nicolas Maduro and his wife were successfully captured within 2 hours of the Army's Delta Force touching down.
Not a single American service member was killed, and not a single piece of American equipment was lost.
These are images of President Donald Trump and his team watching it all unfold from Mar-a-Lago. More than 150 U.S. aircraft participated in this overwhelming operation.
The illegitimate dictator Maduro was the kingpin of a vast criminal network responsible for trafficking colossal amounts of deadly and illicit drugs into the United States. As alleged in the indictment, he personally oversaw the vicious cartel known as Cartel de las Soles, which flooded our nation with lethal poison responsible for the deaths of countless Americans.
This picture of Maduro shows him handcuffed and blindfolded aboard USS Iwo Jima. From there, Maduro was then on board this plane. Here it is as it touched down north of New York City.
Amazing, huh? Maduro. What other president has looked out for America as this president is doing? Why are you out there eating turkey and ham and black eyed peas on New Year's Day and candy yams and pumpkin pie for those people who like pumpkin pie? President Trump was at work. He had time to play. He was at work on behalf of the American people. You better be trying to keep the king in there forever. He was working. He's from the old school. I think he's going to be 80 something soon, or he is 80 one other way. And he's looking out for America. No other president that I'm aware of has ever done what this man is doing, President Trump, to make America great again. And the Democrats are fighting him all the way. They don't want it. They want you blind, weak, needy, and lost. President Trump stated that the American government will run the country, Maduro country, until a safe transition could be made, CBS News.
Maduro and his wife will soon face the full might of American justice and stand trial on American soil.
Sometime in the coming days, Maduro will face charges in a Manhattan courtroom in the superseding indictment unsealed Saturday. As Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez contradicts President Trump's assertion she's being cooperative, Trump says, for the time being, the American government will be in charge.
We're going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
Amazing, huh? Yeah, we could run all the countries in the world if we wanted to. What manner of man is this? That lady that they swore as she was the so-called vice president there, and at first she was like trying to play tough. And Donald was like, okay, whatever. And then she's like, oh, I'm just playing. I'm playing. What do you need me to do? I don't want to end up where Maduro and his wife is located. What the? I'm just playing. So Trump is 79 years old, born June 14th, a Gemini, 1946. Wow, according to Google. Maduro's wife is 6 years older than him, according to Wikipedia. He married his mama. What the? So he got a running country over there, too, while running America. Celebrations erupt in Miami, Florida, over the capture of Maduro. Watch this.
Across South Florida, Venezuelans erupted in celebration.
This is the biggest joy that I've had in, like, decades. It's amazing.
Hundreds poured into the streets in Doral, where 40% of residents are of Venezuelan descent.
Oh, my God, I'm going to start crying. It is pretty awesome.
We met Andrea Ramos, who fled Venezuela in 2016, one of nearly a million Venezuelans who have settled in the U.S.
We've been disappointed so many times before that it is just, like, hard to believe that it is actually happening.
Roughly 8 million Venezuelans, more than a quarter of the country's population, has fled in the last 10 years, driven out by economic collapse and political instability. Venezuelans at the border with Colombia cheered, But in Caracas, the mood was far more sober. Long lines for food, medicine, and basic supplies stretched for blocks as people braced for an uncertain future. Hard times are coming, but I hope it will bring significant change to Venezuela, this woman said. 25-year-old Christopher Moreno hopes Maduro's arrest could lead to a better future in Venezuela.
Sorry. It's just a feeling. I can't explain it. We make a life here because we had to, not because we wanted to. So we really want to go back.
Amazing. Nice. That was from CBS News. And their protest broke out in Washington, D.C. against the U.S. capture of Maduro. This is from Fox 5.
As you mentioned, here at the White House around 1 o'clock, there was a very loud, large gathering of protesters that were very much against what the U.S. did, going into Venezuela and taking Nicolas Maduro overnight out of the country, out of power, saying that that is an abuse of power and that Trump went about it the wrong way, and he himself was acting, in their opinions, as a dictator. Meanwhile, the other side, a few other blocks away, there was another large gathering that were rejoicing on this day, saying this is something that they had been asking for and didn't believe would ever come, where a dictator was taken out of power.
Supposed to work in James Madison's Constitution is for there to be advice and consent, for there to be consultation. We don't live in a place where one person holds all the power. There are three branches for good reason.
We need to be taking care of our own people, and other people can take care of themselves. Like I said, I would like to get him out of the White House, but in 3 years there's an election. If I want that, I need to be working, knocking on doors, organizing with people.
But at the other protests, Venezuelans, they argue very different. Just a few blocks away from the White House, it was a completely different scene as a large group gathered in support of the move made by Donald Trump. Now, they were mostly all from Venezuela, having lived there for years before fleeing to come to the States, leaving behind family in hopes for a better life.
It's a feeling that I can explain it. It's a lot that's going on Venezuelan hearts today. Venezuelans are suffering for many, many years, and nobody can understand that. We know that it's going to be good.
We have been waiting for this day for the last 26 years of my life. Imagine how important this is. Without the support of the United States, we had never arrived to this place. We did everything. We fight with our heart. We lost our friends. They tortured our friends. They put in prison our families. I was a political prisoner. But this regime is a criminal regime. And only with the use of force is the only language that they understand. So we will always thank the United States for making this happen.
Amazing. These people, they know they're happy now. While the stupid Americans who have protested against it, they want drugs to be brought in. They want our enemies to come in and kill your children with drugs and all that mess. I wish the president well. I hope this turned out very well for him and for the country and for Venezuela. So the capital of Venezuela is Caracas. That's the capital. You heard some of the people mention that. When I come back, your phone calls. Happy New Year and welcome back. Welcome back. Back in a moment to your phone calls. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear, I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Amazing. Welcome back and happy new year. We are back. The office is open again. I'm back at doing counseling, and we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. I'm back and individual and personal counseling all around the world. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com to set up an appointment, schedule an appointment, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. You may need one or two sessions. Some people like two just to follow up. Some people like more, but it's up to you. So, real fast, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. for those who never heard about the Hake Report yet and you're new to this show. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. You don't want to miss it. The guy with the good hair is 2026, and he still has good hair, white people hair. And from 9 to 11 after that, you think Trump have energy? Oh, Lord. His son, his brother, his spiritual brother has it, the American Anchor Baby, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, on fire. All right, so check them out. We're going to, if the Lord is willing and decreed, there'll rise a brand new episode of Punchin' TV this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, all right? So a lot going on, and we're back full of energy and ready to move. It's been raining cats and dogs and squirrels and bears and tigers and wolves in California. Oh, my. It won't stop raining. I'm like, what the? Every day is raining. A rainy night in L.A., I feel like it's raining all over the world. I like the rain, though. I'm not complaining about it unless I have to go out in it. I don't mind driving in it. I just don't want to be in it. Amazing. So let me just ask Hake and Anchor Baby a quick question. They're back, and they're in the studio right now. The Hake Report at 9, and then the American Anchor Baby. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your vacation time?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good. Did you get any Christmas gifts?
I got one or two.
Nice.
Yep.
And how about yours, Anchor Baby? Welcome back.
What's up? Yes, my break was amazing. I, too, did very little like you.
Good.
But I think I watched way more TV than you.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I watched a little bit, but no, I can, for some reason, I just couldn't watch it. I tried.
It was great. My fam's like, why aren't you coming over to see us?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'll see you guys sometime. Don't worry.
Yeah, my family's doing the same thing. It's raining. I don't feel like it. I don't want to. I'll see you after the New Year's. What you want anyway. So welcome back, guys. You ready for an amazing year?
Big yes. time.
Are you going to endure?
Yes.
How about you, Anchorman?
Yes.
You going to endure?
Oh, yeah.
They are also experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, by the way.
I'm tired of being me.
I'm enduring right now.
Wait, I didn't know this was so painful.
You'll see. Oh, Lord. Right on. And are you going to become a doormat?
Yes.
Nice. How about you, Anchorman?
Yeah, I'm trying. It's fun. It's great to be. You realize it's actually great to be a doormat.
It is.
When you do it.
It really is. Amazing. I want to go to. Well, welcome back, guys. I want to go to Robin out of Virginia. Robin, you are on the air. Happy New Year, Robin.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the doormats.
Shout out. Are you going to be a doormat this year?
I've always been a doormat. Why change now?
No, you got to, you shouldn't. Do you know what it means to be a doormat?
Yep.
What?
Just let it all roll off your back.
Okay.
But I also know what you're trying to do to me. You're not going to stop me. Listen, here's my comment.
What am I trying to do to you?
Stop me from saying this.
Hold on a minute. Stop me from saying what?
What I'm trying to say.
Well, what made you say, if I wanted to stop you,
because
excuse me,
I know.
If I wanted to stop you, I would have picked up your call.
You got me.
Amazing.
You got me there. Okay, look. I think your Great White Hope is going down as the art of the steal, not the art of the deal.
What does
but
that
here's
mean?
What, you know exactly what that means.
No, I don't. What does
yes,
that mean?
Yes, you do.
Robin,
yes,
tell
do.
Me what that means. If I knew what it means, I would not ask.
I don't want to talk about Trump.
Okay, bye. She's going to make statements and not tell me what she's talking about. What the? Let me go to Olivia out of Hawaii. Olivia, Happy New Year. You're on the air. Olivia? Olivia, go. Are you on mute?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jesse.
Robert making all those stupid statements and, oh, you don't want me to say what I want to say. Trump going down the art of the steal, whatever that means. I'm like, what does that mean? And you know what I mean. No, I don't. She's saying these stupid things and won't tell me what they mean. What the?
What the? I didn't know what that meant either, but you did prevent her from saying what she wanted to say.
I know, because she was saying things that I don't even know what it means.
But, yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to update you and call you back that I did not go to prison. I went to court to see what happened to me, and my ex dropped the charges on.
Remind me why you thought you were going to prison. I don't remember.
Because I got arrested because my ex, my boyfriend at the time, who is 31 and I'm 24. He overcame what he says, and he's like trying to help me not be crazy and be a doormat, be a proper woman. And I couldn't hang. I really struggled to not be like insanely evil and like manipulative. And it was really hard to like look at myself. I've never seen myself for the first time. So I would be very upset whenever he'd ask me questions of what I just did and why. And so I was arrested for domestic abuse, a petty misdemeanor. What the? I'm crazy. But I, like, kept going back to him, and I am obsessed with him. I don't know why I'm, like, angry or upset. It's showing up as, like, obsession to him, but, like, he has a very special place in my heart because he, like, showed me God and the truth, and I got to see myself. So my life is, like, completely different now, and, like, I feel free, and it's very sad that I can't, like, be with him because, like, my question is, like...
Let me ask before you ask the question. So you went to trial, and what happened?
I went to trial, and basically my public defender just, like, spoke on my behalf. I guess it was just, like, paperwork. Nothing happened. I didn't have to do, like, any community service. It was just he kind of redacted the report on me. So the only thing on my record right now is an arrest, which I must expunge. So,
And was your boyfriend there?
No, he didn't show up. And it was so, I was so upset. I was so, honestly, my heart dropped when, like, when I heard that the charges were dropped and that he didn't show up because, like, I really wanted to see him. I really wanted to, like...
But why would you show up to a crazy woman who tried to hurt him?
Because I'm hoping and wishing I'm special. I am not.
I know. But why don't you stop looking for love and look for what is right?
I will. I absolutely will. There's no need for love. I don't think it can come from human beings.
It cannot. Human beings do not have love.
Yeah. No. You're absolutely right. And I see that. I really do.
And so your question for me, what'd you call about?
My question is, with all that being said, like, when I am, like, with, or, like, when I have interacted with him, like, been with him, I get angry. I get very angry because I'm crazy and, like, something is wrong with me for sure. But I don't, like, since leaving, I feel like I can live my life watching my anger and being, like, in control of it. Not in control, but just watching the anger and not acting on it. And so my question was, like, am I, like, going to hell by, like, literally avoiding the ego death option of, like, dying to myself to, like, be with him and, like, maybe have this relationship, like, work? But am I going to hell, like, for avoiding, like, this, these feelings that arise in me when I'm around him?
Before I respond to that, are you going to still try to be around him, or is he done with you?
He's contacting me a lot. I've blocked him, and he's calling me on no caller IDs and emailing me a little bit still. So I'm trying to be done and over with it because, like, I really feel bad about what I've done to him, and I can't apologize or, like, take accountability enough for him to, like, treat me like a normal person. Like, I've ruined the dynamic. Made a fool of myself.
Well, yeah. You ask, if you don't work on yourself and overcome this ego, are you going to hell? You're already in hell.
Oh.
Every human being and all human beings, if they want to be free, got to overcome hell, right? So you got to die from the ego, and when you die from the ego, you will come out of hell and enter into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth within you. But you got to die from the ego, otherwise you're already in hell, and all you're going to do while being in hell is find another guy that you can hate and try to destroy.
Mm.
So you're already in hell.
I see that. I can see that. I can see that.
So why don't you want to work on the ego and follow Christ and work and overcome the ego?
I do want to follow Christ and not go with my ego.
So why would you do it then?
because in my mind, I feel like that to work on myself and die to my ego is to be with this man that I like. Like, I feel like this is my only he would be my only shot to like have a family or like real relationship, because like I've never met anyone like him. So why I won't is because I would have to be with him, and I like my ego hates being with him.
But this relationship is not from God, it's from hell, and that's why it's not working naturally. You're not supposed to put any effort at all in trying to make any relationship work, no matter what kind of a relationship. And if you're doing that, it's only because you're trying to make something work that would never work, because it's not given to you by the Spirit of Truth. If the Spirit of Truth gave it to you, you will already be with him, and both of you would be at perfect peace.
Right.
It's not from God.
I can see that now. Yeah. I did really believe that he was sent by God because of the truth that he was showing me and teaching me. But I feel like this was just a canon event for me to, like, not be crazy anymore and, like, fix my narcissism and...
Yeah, it's time for you to stop looking for love and start working on yourself from within, and that the will of truth add natural life to you. Whatever's meant to be for you, it will happen naturally without your help or effort at all. But you got to come out of the darkness into the light.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that lives in their thoughts, in their imagination, and all people do, they're in the darkness and don't realize it.
Yeah. I've been there. I am there. I'm on my way out.
Yeah, so work on that and be endure for the rest of this year, meaning endure loneliness, endure fear, endure sadness, endure whatever comes so you can be free from it.
I will, Jesse. I'm so serious about the silent prayer. I'm serious about God, and I want to be an example, because I don't see any other purpose for me to be operating, like living my life. I think I no, my life is not my own, but I must do what is right if it is able to reach with me. So I'm very excited to, you know, wake up every morning and do the best I can do, better than yesterday.
Yeah. Christ said, if you want to enter into eternal life, the kingdom of heaven, you must love truth first, pick up your cross, and follow him. And he'll do the rest. He'll take care of you.
He has such love for us.
You're right in what you said, but you don't know the depths of how much he loves you. But you will if you start overcoming, give up and overcome the ego life so you can have real life.
I'm going to work on it every single day, Jesse. Like, you have changed my life, and the man I am obsessed with has, like, changed my life forever. I'm grateful for you and every other son and daughter of God. We're all perfect in the ways that we are currently.
Well, you stay with it. Don't give up. And don't be mad at him, because it sounds like he's working on himself, and for some reason he thought he could help you. But no human being, no one, can help another human being overcome the ego. Only the Spirit of Truth can do that.
Yes. That's very true. I wish he could, like, just lobotomize me and, like, change my brain so that we could be together. But I ruined it so bad, Jesse. Like,
yeah, I understand.
What a mess.
But you just move forward now. Don't look back at what has happened. Don't look forward to what you think will happen, but you stay present and let your life unfold.
Yes, sir. I will. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I will, Jesse.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Call me again.
Will do. And thank God for the great white hope.
The great white hope. What manner of man is this? All right, Olivia. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Happy Monday. Happy Juno Monday.
Happy Monday. Oh, amazing. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
888-77, Jesse. Let me go to first-time caller out of New York. Taylor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, yeah, hey, how you doing? Right now it's not the best time. I just thought about it. I was hoping to talk to you when I got off the bus and at my destination, but right now the location's being called out on the bus, so I hope you understand. I'll probably call back another time.
Okay. Yeah, call me when it's quieter and everything.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Rui 2323 says, thanks, with a super thanks. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. Thank you for all that you've done and continue to do.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you for your support.
Elise, five coffees. Keep up the good work, my man, Jesse. Relief emoji, stars.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Babala says, if they are not plain greed wars, this is referring to your two church services ago, what's the purpose of war?
Yeah.
If they're not plain greed wars, most modern wars aren't. Most wars are fought out of fear, says Babalas.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chad says, Jesse, love you, man. Waving. Just wanted to stop in. Keep up the good work, spreading knowledge to people that wouldn't normally get it. Thumbs up.
Thank you, and thumbs up to you, and thanks for helping to make it possible. Amazing.
Jules Verne gifted a subscription over on the Rumble crew.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank you. Good morning, Rumble crew.
Shout out. Three coffees from Derek to answer the BQ about Judas Iscariot. What happened to Judas Iscariot?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Judas realized he was wrong after turning Christ over and even gave the money back. His betrayal was the will of God and ultimately was the reason he was chosen to be an apostle. Judas didn't see what he was doing, and I can't say where he is right now, but he is as deserving of forgiveness as anyone, since we've all been deceived and are all betrayers.
That is so true and so deep. Thank you. Amazing.
100 coffees from Eric. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Eric, and Happy New Year, and I wish you well this year. Thank you.
Chillin' Lean 5, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Jesse and crew. As always, thanks for the amazing content and another successful year.
Right on. Thank you. Oh, amazing. Stay with it.
Kevin, generous as always on Cash App, that's Bond JLP, says blessings.
Blessings to you, Kevin. Thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Michael H., thank you for helping me see.
Stay with it. Clearer if you stay with it.
And Marty says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, everyone. I love you guys. Stay safe. Can't wait till you guys come back live. Much love to y'all and JLP crew.
Thank you, and we are back.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. Back in a few minutes, hate news, not the fake news. Back to your calls. At Super Chat Rasses, I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old here world, am I right? And some cleaning up of the mess as well. This is the end of hour one already of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. We are back, y'all. It's Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and we all love the females. January 5th, AD 2025. And there is one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour coming right up. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, forecasters predict that 2026 will bring the lowest gas prices since the China virus scamdemic, which they call the COVID-19 pandemic. For many so-called Americans, it may offer some relief amid rising costs of other essentials, including groceries and electricity. What a mess. And Venezuela, you heard about this. Venezuela's ousted president, Nicolas Maduro, not to be confused with Nicolas Gonzalez, American anchor baby, but Maduro is expected to make his first court appearance today, if he hasn't already. I heard he was being transported earlier this morning in New York City following a U.S. military operation that led to his capture over the weekend or whenever. Maduro is facing charges that he and his associates conspired with narco-terrorists, that is to say, drug terrorists, to ship thousands of tons of cocaine to the United States. President Donald J. Trump told reporters Sunday that the U.S. is now in charge of Venezuela, a claim Secretary of State Marco Rubio walked back a little bit, sought to temper, right? Saying the administration is aiming for a democratic transition in the Latin American country. Protests spread worldwide, more like celebrations, but some protests, yeah. Uncertainty mounts over what comes next. Venezuela's acting president, the vice president, a woman, Delcy Rodriguez, has called for an agenda of cooperation with the USA. Isn't that nice? And airspace closed in many places, at least it was, briefly. The U.S. military operation that led to the capture of Nicolas Maduro triggered widespread travel disruptions after the FAA temporarily closed Caribbean airspace or Caribbean airspace. Hundreds of flights canceled over the weekend from popular vacation destinations, including Aruba and Puerto Rico. According to FlightAware, the FAA has since lifted those restrictions, except for in Venezuela, right, I think, and at least four major airlines, American, Delta, United, and Southwest, they're working to add more flights to help people return home during one of the busiest travel times of the year, because everybody wasn't like American Anchor Baby and Jesse Lee. Some people traveled. What a mess. Divided Congress. Congress returns from recess today amid bitter policy fights and the looming threat of another possible government shutdown at the end of the month. Lawmakers must also grapple with questions of military oversight after President Trump's surprise strike in Venezuela, which removed Nicolas Maduro without notifying Congress. Imagine. He told them first, they'd leak it like crazy. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune now facing pressure from within their own party over whether to reassert legislative authority on so-called war powers, all while navigating high-stakes votes on so-called health care and government spending ahead of the fall midterms. And did you hear about the California floods? It's out of control. Heavy rain and high tides caused flooding in parts of NorCal. And I think down in San Diego, too, if I'm not mistaken at what I was looking at, prompting road closures, rescues of people trapped in vehicles. Flooding been reported in at least five counties, Marin County, Sonoma, Alameda, San Mateo, and San Francisco. And these areas remain under a flood. Those are supposed counties. I didn't know. A flood watch with up to 3 inches of rain possible through tonight in some communities been drenched since Christmas. So said the National Weather Service. I'm James Hake, JLP.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and welcome back. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My brand new biblical question to start out the year is, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? This is an amazing question to start the year out. For those who want to know themselves, it's not for everyone. Most people love their hell, they love their misery, and they love trying to impose it on others. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? We have every way for you to watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can also listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to finish the super chat with the super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Monday. The first Monday of the year of 2026. And everyone knows that Mondays, we take all calls, but the ladies' calls come in as they come in first because it is Female Monday. Oh, my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Best. Deep what in their best. Soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I'm going to the calls, buddy. Oh, the assignment this year. Two assignments. One, the theme of the year is to endure. Endurance. Endure all year. Let the ego die, right? For those who want to be free. And then the assignment is become a doormat. Let whatever, any attack that happens to the ego, let it happen. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to see something you've never seen before about yourself. Pick up your cross. Love what's right first with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. That's amazing. If you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, let me go to the first time caller, Kevin, out of New York.
Crazy.
Kevin.
God, beautiful.
Kevin, you are. Hold on. Let me know when Kevin is ready. Let me go to John out of Houston, Texas. John, you are on the air.
Yes, Mr. JLP. Thank you so much for having me on the air.
Yes, sir.
And I've already cut out some friends this year for smoking pot and everything, so this is going to be a year to be sober. But I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Well, I heard this question, and immediately I knew the answer to this. I was imagination. My imagination is special. But then I realized, you know, my animals, when we go outside, it's making noise. They have imagination too. And then I was on the line waiting because I was going to just say imagination and see what happens. But it came to me. People imagine good and evil. Animals don't do that. People do, and it causes all kinds of confusion. And that's my answer.
So the difference between animal nature and human nature is imagination, you say?
That's what my first thought was imagination.
So what's the answer now?
Imagination of good and evil.
Oh, okay. All right, I appreciate that, Kevin. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-77. Just let me try. First time call out of New York. Kevin again. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Kevin.
I just wanted to take a shot at that biblical question.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
All right. Animal nature is pure and innocent. Human nature is evil and of their father, the devil. And I say this because animals do what you say, Jesse. They do what's in front of them. They don't plot and scheme, and they just live life moment to moment. No goals, no achievements, or they just do what's in front of them.
Very interesting.
Yeah, great question, Jesse.
Right on. I think it's a good question to start the year out with, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And I want to say, while I was on hold, I was listening to you talk about the Great White Hope. And my God, I mean, he is just amazing.
Yep.
And where would we be without him? Oh, my God. Could you imagine that cackling hen Kamala Harris in office? Oh, my Lord, we would be a mess.
I'm telling you. What a mess. You're right about that, man. Well, I wish you an amazing year this year, and you stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. Same to you and the crew.
Right
Love
on.
You guys.
Thank you. Amazing. 888-753-773. Let me just mention this to you. I've said before over the years that the Allah Uaba people, they see Israel and America in a way that most people don't want to accept. They see America as the great Satan, and they see Israel as the small Satan. And as a result, they hate both countries. They hate the Christians, and they hate the Jews. And I never imagined for one second that one day these people would be taking over what they call the great Satan because they've been trying for years to take over America. And now they are in charge of the great Satan. What they call the great Satan. I don't call it that. They do. And I promise you, they will destroy the great Satan. I never imagined that that was even possible. But not only is it possible, it is happening. Can you imagine that the people who hate us the most, they think that we're the great Satan nature, nation, is now running the very country that they hate. Besides Ilhan Omar and Rashi from Palestine and other Muslims who are running this country, you now, it's crazy too that the American people will vote in someone who believes that Christians and Jews should be destroyed. These people have taken over the universities, the government, some of the businesses. They have taken over. And the people who voted them in, don't even see what they're doing. They see a smiling face and a promise of free stuff and a promise of free food, free stores, and things like that. And they don't see that these promises are being made by their enemies. And with big smiles and support, they vote them in. The Allahu Akbar people, they hate America. They hate the Christians. They hate Israel. They hate the Jews. And for years, they've been slowly but surely trying to get into both these countries and destroy them. And the people are blind. And these women voters, they are dumb and cannot see what they're doing. Those black ones who voted for him, they have been for the last 70 years or so, they've been brainwashed to be socialists by the government, by their leaders. And anyone that promised them something free, whether they get it or not, they go for it. And these people have voted in to run this country and destroy it. To their enemies. It's a sad, sad way of living, but they're blind and they can't see. But they will feel the pain of what they've done. Socialism does not work anywhere in the world. And Mandami is a socialist. CBS News is reporting. New York City so-called Mayor Mandami is defending his decision to revoke several pro-Israel policies enacted by former Mayor Eric Adams. Watch this from CBS News.
On his second day in office, Mayor Zoran Mamdani started the morning taking the subway. He greeted commuters on a packed W train as he rode from Astoria to City Hall. He shook hands with commuters, took some selfies. Also this afternoon, the mayor announced an effort to what he calls getting more people involved in city government with the creation of the Office of Mass Engagement.
And today, Mayor Mamdani is defending his decision to revoke several pro-Israeli policies enacted by former Mayor Eric Adams.
My administration will also be marked by a city government that will be relentless in its efforts to combat hate and division.
On the day after he took the reins of power in New York City, Mayor Mamdani found himself on the receiving end of sharp criticism by Jewish groups for his decision to revoke a number of pro-Israel executive orders signed by his predecessor. One rolled back the adoption of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. Another reversed Adams' order that barred the city from business and investment decisions that discriminate against Israel.
To my mind, anybody who cares about American culture, American society, Western society should be deeply concerned, because anti-Semitism is not only against Jews, it's part of an anti-Western, anti-American ideology that New York is now embracing under the leadership of Mamdani.
A coalition of Jewish groups, including the Jewish Community Relations Council and the New York Board of Rabbis, said, quote, singling out Israel for sanctions is not the way to make Jewish New Yorkers feel included and safe.
Amazing. And just think about this. According to some of the report, there were Jewish people in New York who voted for their enemy. They voted for this man. You get what you deserve. And I don't have any proof, so this may or may not be true. I was told that Mamdani was sworn in on the Quran. So I don't know if it's true or not, because I don't have any proof. I had asked for the proof, but I don't have any. But okay, I'm told I have it. Uh, 522 there. I don't see it. You see it, Nick?
Yeah, I see it in the packet. Can I read it?
Yeah.
It says CBS News with his hands on a Quran that belonged to his grandfather, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, was sworn in at midnight on New Year's Day. This is from CBS News.
Amazing.
Shortly after midnight in New York City, Zohran Mamdani was sworn in as the city's 111th mayor.
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Mamdani was sworn into office by New York Attorney General Letitia James in a private underground ceremony in an abandoned subway station. Honoring his Muslim faith, Mamdani was sworn in with his hand on a Quran owned by his grandfather, the first New York City mayor to do so.
Amazing, huh? America, the great Satan, is being destroyed. And they say that the underground swearing in, again, I don't know if it's true, it symbolizes, and I don't know if it's true or not, right, the underground Palestinian thing over there in Palestine. And just think, American citizens, including Christians and Jews, voted for their enemy. My country is gone. It's over. The great Satan, according to the Allahu Akbar people, is being defeated. Think about that. Americans know that these people hate America. But because they promised free stuff, and Americans, not all, a lot, are so spoiled, they go for the free stuff over their own life. Goodbye, America. I don't even see it there, so I can't. Come and show me there. My producer said that one more part to this, but I don't see it anywhere because black and slow. And I want to show you what you've done in your blindness. Amazing stuff. Oh, see, you don't see it either. Did you update? I'm sorry. Update one more time. Huh? You got an update. What? You got an update one more time. Okay. I need to update.
I see it, I think.
And what is it?
The second inauguration of Zora Mamdani on the steps of City Hall. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. And where is this from?
This is from The Guardian. Zora Mamdani on Thursday vowed to reinvent New York City in a speech on his first day as mayor, promising a new era for America's largest city and an ambitious start to his term of office. This
Amazing.
Is from CNN, if you want to see this clip.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Everybody's so energetic. We're so ready for Zoran. Love his agenda. Definitely his affordability agenda. And just really pushing a progressive line in general. We need Democrats with backbones, and Zoran has one.
I promise you this. If you are a New Yorker, I am your mayor.
My hopes and prayers are that he is, like they just, AOC just mentioned, that he's going to be a mayor for all. So I'm here to hopefully, prayerfully, that he stands on his word. He's going to be a mayor for all. Even though my political views are different as a New Yorker, it's all about community. It's all about being together.
Especially as a New Yorker, you could kind of feel how much he cared about the city, and the kind of vision that he had was very community-oriented. So it made me feel like I could also really get involved really easily and made me want to care about local politics too.
Zoran is definitely someone who is relatable, and so we are going to stand by him and hold him accountable.
What a mess, huh? Goodbye, America. They have conquered in their minds or conquering the great Satan, America. And they're trying desperately to do the same thing to Israel, the little Satan in their mind. And the American and the Americans cannot see what's right in front of them. Amazing. It's really something to think about. This man, according to a report, as mayor of a Christian nation, was sworn in on the Quran in a tunnel. Doesn't it remind you of the Allahu Akbar people in Palestine? They did tunnels all the time, according to all the reports. And they kill people. They want to conquer the small Satan. In their mind, they think Israel is that. And I have no idea what these stupid people talk about community. What does that even mean? It's just another made-up fancy word. Oh, it's all about community, and they hate one another. But it's all about the community. (888) 7753 7753. What such a waste of time. and self-destruction that anger brings to one and others. Amazing. Stanley is out of Colorado. Stanley, you are on the air. Hey, Stanley. Okay, I put him on hold. Josh is out of New York. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
I had an amazing time coming to fellowship back in July.
Right on.
I met with you. I spoke briefly afterwards. And speaking to you, and you know, seeing you in person, I was able to see the condition of my heart, and how dark and empty my heart was. And I've been working on myself for a while, but I left there knowing that I had a lot more work to do. And that's what I've been doing since then. I just came back home, still doing the same thing I was doing before, just sitting with myself, you know, trying to die double time, trying to get this over with as fast as I can, because I'm tired of, you know, the darkness. And I am coming out of it. I don't want to say it's scary, but it's a little shocking, the energy I'm starting to get glimpses of now. Yesterday I went to this park and I was walking around and I was getting present, and I started to feel how the rest of my life was going to feel. And it was like almost too good of a feeling. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. It just felt like I was like fresh and new, like I was standing on a mountaintop with like cold mountain air just rushing around me. Like it was amazing. And I'm still working on myself. I'm still working on like opening my heart. I saw you in person, I saw how open and light your heart was, and I saw in comparison how dark and hollow and pitch black my heart still was. And I mean, it's been that way my whole life. I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah,
it's not like,
yeah,
yeah, but it's slowly, you know, like breaking open, cracking open. I'm whittling away. It's like my heart was just so clenched. It was like too much hell to see all at once. That's why it's taking time. You know, I want it so badly to happen instantly and just like be done with it. But I'm learning to just surrender to God setting the pace for me. And I just have to be okay with that and be grateful, because he's probably protecting me and letting me like grow into it, which is what I need. Cause I'm assuming if I saw all of it all at once, it would have, I couldn't handle it. I'd probably leave my body or something. I don't know, but I'm just taking these 2 years, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm doing great now.
Josh, yeah, hold on for me. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
My cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Amazing. Happy New Year. Couple of quick announcements. I do personal shout outs for you. Whatever the shout out is, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Encouragement, Congratulations, whatever the shout out is, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout outs. Amazing. And this Wednesday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, Punchy TV, a brand new episode for 2026. Punchy's TV, Punchy.TV, PUNCHIE.TV. You don't want to miss that. Oh, Lord, not yours, Lord. And don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP. Like, comment, follow, subscribe. Thank you all in advance. And don't forget to continue to support us, all right? Helping us to help others as you're being helped. And even our enemy, those who don't like us, you still support us. And because you're listening to the show to get mad, so why not help us to keep the show on so you could be mad? What the? Being angry doesn't come free. Amazing. Let me go back to Josh out of New York. Josh, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I was a tumbleweed and now I'm a doormat.
Right on.
Yeah. I don't try to correct or do anything with the world. I just let it be what it is.
Yes.
I don't try to correct or change or argue with my family members or like fight the energy of the household or whatever. I just let it be. And that's freedom. Yeah. I feel like I have 15,000 things I could talk about now. I was waiting to call in because I wanted to see myself better before I called in to check in. And I feel like I'm getting at that point now, and I just decided to do it. I was nervous because I didn't want to be so unconscious and all that, because that was just ego stuff. But I remember leaving fellowship, and after fellowship I for a few hours I laid my weapons down. I was just done with it because I saw someone with the light in person, and you know, seeing you on a YouTube and all that, on the show and fellowship and listening to you and talking to you on the phone, it's all great, but it's not like seeing that in person. Like, I feel like people that go to fellowship are spoiled. I mean, they should be, you know, making real progress because they can see you in person. You're conscious. You know, you're present. You're aware. And it was a shock because all that internet stuff is just the mind. It's all in your mind. Like, even if it reaches you, you hear the truth, it's still like you haven't seen in person, you know, someone with the light. I haven't seen a conscious person in my life as far as I'm aware. And it's just, I was just like, I thought I had to like fight the world. Yeah, but I mean, after I met you, I was just like, I don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. And I just been back home, sitting with myself, not doing anything except, you know, trying to see more and more and reach deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think I'm coming out of it now. I mean, I know I think is not. Yeah, but I'm just excited and I'm grateful and I wanna do something involving this, you know, this path, this way that I'm discovering. Yeah.
Josh, this is an amazing call, and I want to encourage you to stay with it. Just stay with it,
yeah.
And let go, and let the spirit of truth destroy the darkness. The light will continue, and it will take away all the darkness from you, and you will have a clear mind, and you'll be free. Just stay with it.
Right. There's nothing else for me to do now. I mean,
right.
Yeah, there's nothing compares. It's not even a question. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful, and I want to apologize for being so dark and bringing my darkness to. I mean, my mind was telling me I was gonna destroy everything. I was so dark, I was just gonna destroy the whole fellowship and. It was trying to scare me with things like that. Because it keeps with what you would be afraid of. Like if you're growing, it's gonna tell you things that would make you afraid. Like you're gonna hurt someone, you're gonna be evil, or blah blah blah. If you're trying to be good, it's gonna scare you and threaten you with things like that. Like, oh, you're so evil, all these things. But I came anyway, and yeah, it was an amazing experience. And yeah, I mean, there's not much more to say than that. It's just amazing.
Well, you stay with it, man. I promise you. The more you let go of trying to, as you said, don't try to change yourself. You can't change your nature. The light will.
Yeah.
And you can't help others at all. Only the light can help others, those who want it. The truth, the spirit of truth will do it for them. And so just stay with it, man. No matter what, you stay with it.
Mm-hmm. This whole time I've been trying to, like, fight away my darkness, and it's just caused so much friction. And now I'm learning if you let it play out, it first you don't identify with it and then it goes away.
Absolutely.
You just let it. Yeah. I was just trying to fight it away and judge it. I mean, you said it a million times to not do it, but I was doing it anyway. I wanted to do it my own, you know, my own stupid way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, yeah. Man. amazing call. Happy New Year, and just relax and let the light let the light work on your behalf. And you're on your way, man. Stay with it.
Yeah, I will, absolutely.
Amazing. Call me again.
100%. And I'll answer the biblical question too if it's
okay.
All right.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
There is no difference. It's just the thing with human nature is it's animal nature with a brain stuck on top of it. So it's worse.
Amazing.
But it's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Great. All right.
Amazing, Josh.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. Nice.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Amazing. You got to just stay with it, folks. It's a spiritual battle. Has nothing to do with male or female. Has nothing to do with color. Has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It's spiritual. Good versus evil. And it's inside of every human being. That's what Christ said. All who are born of the woman must be born of the Father. You must be born again. And all who returns to the Father are sons and daughters of the Father, of the truth. Let me try Stanley again out of Colorado. Stanley. Hey, Stanley.
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Stanley.
I wanted to tell you about something I did over the break, the Christmas break. I gave myself an assignment, and it was to watch my words. I realized that I have a lot of times where I will talk to myself when no one's around, when I'm watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
I will comment on the show or the movie, like that person was dumb or that act was nonsensical, whatever it was. And I would outwardly say these things to myself, to no one. And over the break, I wanted to see how long I could go without saying a word at all throughout the days.
Yeah.
And over the course of about the 2 weeks of the break, only one day I could go without saying a word.
It was so
unconscious. So it would just happen. You know, I would just say a word like, oh, dang, or look at that, or, you know, or something about something. And it was out of control. And
nice.
It took a lot of just keeping present, staying focused on the now, and just catching the thought of the word before it came out.
Catch the first thought.
Right, yeah, for sure. But that first one is, in my experience, the hardest one to catch. Because they come so fast.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them. It's like, okay, try to grab that one, grab that one, but the one always slips through, it seems.
Amazing.
So that was what I wanted to.
Well, what's going to happen, let's say you, because you're so one with thoughts and emotions and stuff, just when if you have to go in and out 1,000 times a day, eventually, I promise you, you will start catching the first one, and you will not go beyond that. It will happen. Just stay with it, and it will happen.
Right. And I think this little test of mine kind of showed me that, because I just thought it'd be easy. Like, going into it, I thought, oh, no problem. I can go the full 2 weeks without saying a word.
Yeah.
But it was barely that one day was the only time. And that was yesterday, by the way. So at the whole 2 weeks, the last day of it was the one day I could finally just stay quiet and be still and everything.
Oh,
and not let any of those thoughts come out of me.
What an assignment, man. I like that.
Yeah, it was definitely eye-opening for sure. They're very humbling.
Yeah.
I'm not as present as I thought I was.
That's right.
for sure.
All people are blind and don't even know it. That's why the father said, the son said to the father, forgive them, they know not what they do. They are blind and don't even know it. It's amazing right. to see it.
Yeah, and I'm pretty blind, it turns out. I'm totally can't see anything.
Yeah, amazing. Well, stay with us, Stanley. Amazing.
Thank you. And I want to add one more thing really quick.
Okay.
What was it? It was one to ask. What I want to ask. I can't call what it is now, what I want to ask you.
Amazing. Well, what do you think of? Call me back tomorrow or another day.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Stay with it, man.
I will. Thank you.
All right. It is so much fun working on Seth. It is. It's if you really want to have real fun, work on yourself. And that's what real fun is. Real fun is not getting drunk. Real fun is not smoking pot. Real fun is not trying to get revenge. Real fun is not suicidal thoughts. Real fun is not loneliness. Real fun is not trying to have friends or to get married, all that mess. Real fun is working on oneself. Amir is a first-time call out of North Carolina. Amir, you are on yes. the air.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Amir.
Hey, Jesse, I was calling because... like New Year's, speaking of you getting drunk, I had got drunk on New Year's. And see, I've been in this situation because I'm 27. And since I've hit adulthood, because I wasn't shown the basics, it's kind of like I've been stuck under my family for so long. You know, like
yeah.
I've been stuck in the house literally my whole adult life. And I had got drunk that night. I got kicked out over on New Year's, you know, the first day of New Year's.
What the? But it's like,
yes, sir. And it's like when I talk to my family about it, it's like I don't get that hearing ear of like, you know, I'm a man and I'm just stuck in the house, you know, like I have friends, but you know how it is, everybody has their life.
Yeah.
So it's a situation where this whole time I've been trying to get my basics in order. Just so I'm able to do what I need to do for myself. But the only situation I'm in now is on a practical level. It's just because I'm in North Carolina. It's not a city where you can maneuver without a car. So in my mind, I'm just trying to figure out, like, how can I make all this work? I mean, you know, I'm up here with my dad. He's been kind of throwing the whole situation in my face. But he was trying to say, oh, you need God or something like that. And I keep on trying to tell him my adult life has been just so much in a chaotic way where it's like I'm just thrown off like natural adulthood. You know, like I'm having to go through 1,000 people to get a ride here. I'm having to just go through all these hoops just to do simple things. And I was planning on moving somewhere. I was going to end up being homeless for a little bit, but I'm like, I'd rather be homeless than and grind it out from there and just be in a situation where I feel like I'm a 27-year-old kid, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's like everybody's telling me not to do it, but I'm like, you don't understand. Going through this cycle from 18 to 27, it's like you get burnt out, you know? Because don't get me wrong, I was never getting drunk to fill a void. I'm like, I don't have nothing to do. And you know how it is when you're in the country and you know nobody's going to come get you. You know nobody. It's like you don't have. You know that you're going to be stuck in the house.
Yeah.
In my situation, I knew nobody was like every single day. Like even being up here with my dad, he go to work. I'm in the middle of trying to find a job up here right now. But it's like every time he goes to work, I just know I'm going to be in here all day. You know, I have no way to get out. He's spaced out from the city. I'm not even able to walk anywhere. I would if I could. But it's just like it just. I wake up just anxious. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't have no problem working. It's just on a practical sense, I'm just not in the position to do what I need to do as a man at my age, and it just bothers me.
And your question for me is what?
I mean, because I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking at it wrong, Jesse. I just wake up anxious. You know, like I've been watching you since about 2022. So, like, I've been doing the silent prayers. But I don't know if I'm getting too caught up in my head about everything, or is it just my whole life situation is just unnatural to where this is a cause of that also. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on upstairs. Like, because I do the silent prayer every day I wake up, but it's like I have, like, such an anxious feeling that I can't figure it out. I don't know if it's because I really don't have a life at all. I just don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on.
And so your question is what?
I mean, what do you think is the best plan of action? I don't even know if I have a question at this point when you put it like that. I don't even know.
The best plan of action, the only reason you're feeling anxiety or anything is that you still believe in thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Really. You believe in thoughts, and they are bringing on these emotions, and you're reacting to those emotions. And so what I promise you, Amir, that if let those thoughts pass, don't call them you, don't fight with them, whatever they tell you is not true. It's impossible to have a true thought. So they're not true. And let them pass, and I promise you things will open up. It'll be made clear, and your whole life will change.
Yes, sir. I believe you, because I'm going to be honest with you. That's the craziest part, because before the instance of what happened on New Year's, like, everything was good. And it's like, I thought I was doing good, but it's like that situation opened up where it's like, you got a lot of work to do. Because as soon as that, because I haven't gotten an argument, because me and my mom, they got into a big argument. And I haven't even got that angry at somebody so long. And it's like, since I've been up here, it's like everything I thought I had overcame, it just came back up, you know, like I thought I had overcome this already.
Right.
And it's like, it's just, and now I feel like I'm in the pits of hell right now. Like, this is the most intense it's been.
And you are, only because you became angry and you went back into thoughts.
Yes, sir.
That's all that happened. And whatever your living situation is or whatever, it will start. You'll be comfortable wherever you are. You'll be able to get a job. Everything's going to work out. But your problem is not what you have or don't have. The problem is that you believe the thoughts.
Yes, sir.
And you've been, and you're right, is that you've been conditioned to not to live the way you're living in your mind and emotions. And so it seems as though that's the only way, even though it doesn't work. But I promise you, if you just relax, don't believe anything the thoughts are telling you about, bad or good, you'll find yourself with a job. You'll find yourself eventually have your own place. It will work out. But you got to stop believing the thoughts.
Yeah, I agree, because after this situation, you know how it is when, like, you think you're good, and it's like every negative experience just keeps on replaying through my mind.
Never, like, never, ever, ever again.
Yes, sir.
Think that you're good or bad, because thinking about it is what the problem is. When you are of good, and you will be if you stay with it, you don't have to think about being good or bad. So stop thinking that you made it. Stop thinking that you're bad or good. It's the thinking that's causing the problems.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, I would definitely be harder on myself about that then.
Yeah, it's just the thinking.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Yes, sir. I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. We don't have time for Super Chat, right? No. When I come back, Super Chat, hate news, not the faint news, and your phone calls. Back in a moment.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding.
How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
all kinds of mess going on in this old here world. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end already of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. We are back on Female Monday, January 5th, A.D. 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, whether you're young or old. And to get on hold, to get on air in the third hour coming right up. Nice. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report is back. TheHakeReport.com. So is The Plan. And so, too, is American Anchor Baby. Check out American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Awesome. As well as on the audio podcast. So cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting about those California rains and floods up in NorCal, particularly. I could have sworn I saw something is up in down in San Diego, too. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. But I could be wrong. But I think I'm right. After a mostly dry autumn, that is to say fall, California's been hit by a string of powerful so-called winter storms that have brought the state its wettest holiday season in years. By the way, winter did start a couple of weeks ago, right, probably? And the days are now getting longer. You may have noticed. I did notice. At least the sun is going down later. I don't tend to see the sun coming up because we get here before the sun comes up. Nice. Comedy Nonsense Network also reporting on that Swiss bar fire. Did you hear about that over in Switzerland? I think it's Switzerland, Swiss, right? Teenagers as young as 14 and 15 years old were among the victims of the deadly New Year's Eve fire at a ski resort bar in Crans-Montana, Switzerland. So said police. Sunday, raising questions about whether sufficient age checks were enforced at this bar. A total of 40 people killed in this blaze, including 20 minors. Under Swiss law, beer and wine can only be sold to those 16 and older, while spirits are restricted to those 18 and older. Authorities opened an investigation into the bar's managers and examining whether champagne sparklers may have ignited the fire. One of the bar's co-owners previously said that everything was done according to the rules. You're supposed to say that, right? To avoid crazy lawsuits. Imagine that. 40 people killed. What a mess. They say if you see any fire or interesting thing, get out. Go the other way. Don't hang around or try to record. Anyway, 10 people convicted for online harassment, or harassment, if you prefer, of France's first lady. You know, that woman who's like 20, 30, 25, something like that, years older than her husband. A Paris court found 10 people guilty of so-called cyber harassing France's first lady, Brigitte Macron, by spreading false claims that she is a transgender. Maybe they should go get that other gal who's pushing it on the big stage. What a mess. That would be interesting. And also, there is some pro-vaccine propaganda from the far-left females at the Skim. They claim new evidence suggests older people should get vaccinated, they claim, because of meta-analysis suggests that shingles vaccines don't just protect from the, you know, the chickenpox thingamajigger called shingles, but also the two-dose shot may be associated with slower dementia progression. I don't know. I don't necessarily, I neither endorse nor oppose, right? I disclaim. We're back to disclaiming. It is 2026. Also, did you know that in Venezuela, they have this oil quarantine, Marco Rubio and Donald Trump and, you know, America? Did you know that 80%, according to the Morning Brew, about 80% of Venezuela's oil is sold on the black market, mostly to, like, Russia and China, big customers. Not mostly, but they're big customers. Not necessarily mostly. Crazy, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Thank you.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, Happy New Year, and how y'all? We're going to have a time this year. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time. We're going to have a time this year. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy to start a year out, January 2026. What amazing question for those who want to overcome. It's not for everyone. Most people love their thrills. They love their revenge for nature. They love their evil. They're one with it. So it's not for you. It's for those men and women around the world who want to overcome that. So we're going to start this year out with a bang. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, or whatever it is you're doing, trying to get a thrill or whatever, you still could be listening to the show. If you're mad at the Great White Hope for capturing Maduro, and so you're out protesting that because you would rather see America suffer from drugs and die than for the president to help them, and so you're out protesting. Or if you're from that area, Venezuela, and you're, like, celebrating because you know what it was like. And so you can't be there and watch the show live. You can listen podcast, but listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to the Super Chats, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App, all right? It's Monday, and rainy days, and Monday, and it's been raining in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Rainy, 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 a rainy night in L.A. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up, and Mondays, we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in. On Mondays, we take all calls. Huh? Monday is Female Monday. my life.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I had to
fight. My life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? It's so amazing. It's a spiritual battle. Evil lives inside of all human beings. Until you overcome it and return to good. And then good will live inside of all human beings who return to good. And it won't be your goodness. And you will know that. So you will never take credit for the goodness. But you will be grateful for the goodness. It's up to you. But it's so amazing to me that the people, the very people who believe that America is the great Satan, is now running America. That's like mind-blowing to me. They are now running America. They want to conquer and destroy Christians and Jews in their minds. America is the great Satan, Christians, and Israel is a small Satan, Jews. And they are now running to come. What do you think going to happen? And all kinds of people in our country now. Remember the Somalian people? Are they the ones that eat cats and dogs down in Ohio? Or was it another Haitian?
Those were the Haitians.
Oh, the Haitian people. The Somalians are in our country. And they're, according to the reports, they are ripping us off like 90 going north. They're ripping us off. And the Democrats are very happy about it because they're thinking about the votes. They don't care what happened to America. And you keep voting for the Democrat. You voted for Mamdani and Ilhan Omar and all those people who hate the country. You're supporting evil. I want to show you, before I go to back to the super chat and the phone calls, I want to show you, according to the report, you've let these black people into our country from a third world country, and they still think they're in the third world. You brought the third world ideas to America. And if you say no to them, you're a racist. Even they'll call you racist. What the? In your own country. You don't have a right to be mad at them for allegedly stealing your money and supporting terrorists in some area, according to the report. A YouTuber goes viral after exposing Minnesota fraud. CBS News. A viral social media video by YouTuber Nick Shirley, which was amplified by Elon Musk and Vice President J.D., Attorney General Bunny, have put the issue of fraud in Minnesota daycare into the center of the nation's conversation. Watch this from KARE 11.
So this is Quality Learning Center.
A misspelled sign and an apparent lack of anyone inside a licensed childcare center in Minneapolis. Just one stop, conservative YouTuber Nick Shirley made in a video viewed over 100 million times on X in an effort to expose fraud among Somali-run childcare centers in Minnesota.
You do realize that there's supposed to be 99 children in here at this building, but there's no one here.
Tiki Brown is the commissioner of the new Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families, which is responsible for paying federal child care assistance to daycares that file claims. She says inspectors went out today to double check that children, in fact, are present. The Federal Department of Homeland Security also was checking those businesses in Minneapolis today. State data Shirley used in his video show those daycares receive millions in taxpayer money.
There have been ongoing investigations with several of those centers. None of those investigations uncovered findings of fraud.
Brown confirmed that the daycares in Shirley's video have active licenses with the state and continue receiving payments. The exception, one that closed years ago, and the misspelled Quality Learning Center, which Brown says permanently closed last week.
So they may have a license. That doesn't mean that they have children. You still want the blacks running your country? What do you think black America do with the Somalians? The Somalians are black, too. What the? And probably think they are due reparations. My country is gone. And why are we paying people to have daycare centers anyway? If you got your own business daycare, pay for your own stuff. What the? Charge the patients, the customers, and pay that. Pay with that. It's gone, folks. The Department of... That guy, Shirley, is an amazing reporter. He's like all over the place. He ain't scared to go in the hood. And he white. But he's like all over the place. He report the news. He make the so-called Main Street news look pitiful. He make them look pitiful. He's like all over the place. Good for him. He go in places that only a white person would go. Because you know how white people are. They like go into the hood. They live in the hood and everything. The Department of Health and Human Services has cut off all federal child care payment to Minnesota. Watch this from Fox News.
So now the $185 million a year that HHS provides the state for child care is on hold. And starting immediately, the agency says the rubber stamping of payments through its administration for children and families is over. Every payment will now require a justification and a receipt or photo evidence before a state can receive that funding. The ACF Assistant Secretary says the pause on funding is necessary until we know how rampant the fraud in the child care space really is.
Any dollar stolen by fraudsters is stolen from those children. Yesterday, I spoke directly with the director of the Minnesota Child Care Services Office. She could not tell me with confidence whether those allegations of fraud are isolated or whether there's fraud stretching statewide.
Why are we spending our money on this stuff? If you can't feed the baby, don't make the baby. Quote unquote Michael Jackson. Something like that. This is in the United States of America. I challenge the government to come to California and see how much fraud we have in California. You think that bad? It's going to make Minnesota look like heaven. Or any of these Democratic states. They want votes, so they're giving away their whole bank. Fox News visited some of the future daycare centers to get their perspective. Watch this from Fox News.
Yeah, we were at two of the child care businesses in Minneapolis that were featured in the video. We were invited into one of them, and the owners say they feel targeted and maintain they did nothing wrong.
Yeah, right.
This is sweet A, and that is sweet B. So that's the difference. They open 2 p.m. So when Nick Shirley was here, it was before that. He came like around before the operation starts.
On Nicolette Avenue in Minneapolis, we spoke with the owner of Albee Kitchen and the building Quality Learning Center is in. She says she's been receiving a lot of calls and visitors asking about the child care provider next door to her kitchen. It's one of the daycare businesses featured in a viral video accusing them of fraud. The center sign on the building has been getting a lot of attention for a misspelling, and as you can see, that has since been updated. The commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families responded to the video Monday, saying there were children present at the sites when they were visited. Our crews did see children going in and out of the building Tuesday. A parent says she's been a customer for several months.
There's a lot of daycare, but this is the closest one that we know. It's good as the way they take care of the kids. I like it.
Over on 24th Avenue South, ABC Learning was another provider featured in the video. It was filled with children Tuesday. The owner got emotional while defending her business.
If I do something wrong, hold me accountable. I'm a human being. I can take my problem.
But
don't blame me
for
something I have nothing to do with.
This center was open 5.5 years. This center never had a problem.
Where do you get those chillings from all of a sudden? Who chillings are those that you've gone and borrowed, it seems? Who chillings are those you pay their parents to let them borrow your kids for a day? This guy surely is all over the place. What the? What a mess, huh? Fox 9 is reporting that someone broke into a Somalia-run daycare center in Minnesota earlier this week. Watch this from WCCO.
In the midst of these allegations and investigations, a Somali-run daycare in Minneapolis says they were broken into early Monday.
They claim vandals stole information of children in their care.
Just after 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As you can see, they used some kind of force to break in right there.
Nokomis Daycare Center says security footage shows someone breaking in.
Who wouldn't be worried? So we are getting to the bottom of it.
So this is the space that the daycare center says vandals were able to get into their building. Through this hole right here, that's a cinder block wall that has been breached. Behind us, there's a door that has saw markings, but it seems like vandals were unsuccessful in getting in that way.
Unfortunately, we saw that there was important documentation, enrollment of the children, and also employee documentation that was gone.
On Tuesday, the federal government announced it's halting all child care payments to the state of Minnesota while they investigate fraud claims at nearly a dozen Minnesota daycare centers featured in a now viral video by YouTuber Nick Shirley. According to the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Nokomis Daycare Center remains in good standing and only has few minor violations since it opened in 2016. Now they're worried they'll be punished.
This will impact thousands of people. People will lose their jobs and hold their homes.
For the crimes of others.
Those who are committing fraud need to be held accountable. We can do that without terrorizing a whole community.
Yeah, right. Where are they getting those chillings from all of a sudden? I'm just wondering. And all of a sudden, somebody broke in and stole all of the paperwork. So they can't find any proof they have children or not because somebody stole the paperwork. Why not let the kids show up? These people think they're in Somalia pulling this mess and nobody's going to notice. All of a sudden, somebody broke in. A little wall, a hole in the wall, and now they can't find the documents. Okay. We were born in Somalia, but not yesterday. What are you saying, Hake?
Oh, that incident was last week.
Right.
Not this week.
Yeah, last week. I said this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. My bad. Last week. What a mess, huh? And the Democrats don't care because these are voters. I think that they should not let these people wear these rags on their heads in our country. It's scary. Because when I see those rags, I'm thinking a bomb is under those rags and all those clothes. Somebody's standing way back. But surely, Nick Shirley's all over it. He ain't scared. I'm being told, and I don't know if it's true or not, but some people are saying that that Somalian guy that had on the glasses, that those glasses cost $2,000. So one other quick one I want to show you. And now, for me, it looked like the lieutenant governor of that area, Minnesota, she looked like she'd been captured. And she looked like she's speaking under duress. Then it looked like she's like, I'm here and I'm supporting this. And she's trying to send out a message that she looked like she's been captured. I'm not saying that she has been or is or isn't, but she definitely looked mighty scary to me. It reminded me of those people that cut off, those Allah Uaba people that cut your heads off. But they show you, they make you read a note in front of you. You don't see the note, but they're seeing it. And they're under duress. This lieutenant governor, I want you to notice. I said, video, yeah. I want you to know this woman looks like she's under duress. I think they have captured her. Otherwise, why would she have on their clothes? Why is her head all covered? She's in America, I think. She's not in Somalia. Doesn't this lady look like she's been captured? This is from X. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan wore Islamic modesty covering in a video supporting the state's Somalians. Now, does she look like she's been captured? Watch this from X.
Assalamu alaikum. My name's Peggy Flanagan. I am the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, and I'm really honored and humbled to be here with all of you today. I am incredibly clear that the Somali community is part of the fabric of the state of Minnesota. I think about my friendship with NIMCO. We've been friends for almost 25 years. And when I think of being part of Minnesota and growing up here, the Somali community has always been a part of my Minnesota. So I want to just encourage the community to know that we're with you. We've got your back. I am here shopping today and just encourage other folks to show up, support our Somali businesses, support our immigrant neighbors. And I know that things are scary right now. And just know that there are more people who are looking out for you. There are more people who are here to support you than you know. I will continue to stand with the Somali community to be with you and to do all I can to return the friendship and community that the Somali community has shown me. Thank you so much.
Like, how did I do? How did I do? Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Did I do well? I had on your outfit. I see what y'all told me to say. Let me go. What the?
Allahu Akbar!
She spoke the Somali language in greeting. What did she say?
At the very beginning.
I'm sorry?
At the very beginning, she said something in Muslim.
Wow. And that black Somali standing there, that female looking at her, you better speak, bitch. You better say what we want you to say. Or you going back in that hole, that room over there with no windows, I imagine. Who is part of the Irish?
Peggy Flanagan.
Oh, she is?
They're calling her the first, Wikipedia called her the first woman of color elected to statewide office in Minnesota.
She looks like a white woman.
She is, but she's also part American Indian.
But Indians are not people of color.
They're not white.
But they ain't black.
Ojibwe.
What a mess. My country is gone. Julia, a first-time caller, out of Northern California. Julia, good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I was sent your link from my son. He's in San Francisco, and we don't really get to see each other that often, maybe every 6 months. He's a vet and disabled, and I've been disabled since 97. I'm 62. And we're 20 years apart, my son and I. And I've had a really rough go. I went off a cliff when I was 17 and it killed me. They revived me. I went on to have two children, married, divorced, their father. And I shouldn't have had children. I had no business getting married or having children. And then my son, a couple years ago, sent me your link. And I always watch things that he sends me. And through the years, I've just gradually watched your programming and church, and it finally clicked. It finally got me. I had to get rid of the anger, and I had to forgive my parents, who are both dead. My dad died day after my 14th birthday, and my mom died in her 80s, so not too long ago. Today's her birthday, actually. And
I thought you were dead.
She was.
Well, how's she going to have her birthday?
Today was her birthday.
Oh, okay.
I just thought of that. That's weird. For some reason, it hit me. So I have come to the point where I did the best I could through church, understanding how to forgive my parents while they're dead. Forgiving, it comes from within. And I did that, and then I did it again. I've been doing the silent prayer, and I felt that maybe I didn't know that I was forgiving them the first time, and I needed to do it again because they're dead, and I didn't really know what I was doing. So I have come to a point where I know where the anger came from. I know that there's still work to be done. Is it possible that I'm at a plateau where I don't know where I'm going? Or I know I don't need to know where I'm going, but talking to my son about it, is that something I should do, talking to him? He's the only person that even knows you, knows about the silent prayer, knows anything about how living according to God's commandments in my life. According to, not through Christianity. My family's all Christian. They go to church and they believe one way. I used to.
Yeah.
I'm not there anymore. I came out of that because I wasn't understanding the Bible as I was taught and as I read it. I know the Bible very well.
Julia, hold on for me. Let me take a quick break, all right? Don't hang up.
Oh, okay.
All right, I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment. Chess is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. That's why you shake your head at me. What a mess. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Like these videos. The Hake Report. He White is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. Not hate, but Hake. HAKEReport.com. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. For personal shout-outs, go to Cameo. Shout-out, whatever it is, birthday, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, Happy New Year, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And check out our fellowship. You've heard people call in this morning about the fellowship. They are amazing. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/church. Rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right. They are amazing. For all people, all those who want to overcome the evilness of their hearts. You must be born again because you are controlled by evil. You are not in control. All right. Let me go quickly back to Julia, a first-time caller out of Northern California. So, Julia, go ahead. When you say you don't know where you're going, what do you mean by that?
I'm at a standstill. I don't have anyone that I can speak to on a level that we talk and you teach or you show the right ways to.
And when you say we, you mean you and your son, right?
Well, He's in San Francisco.
Right.
I don't think he just has watched you on YouTube and your channels, and he started years ago watching you, and you took him through some really rough time, and I didn't know. I still don't know. You know, it's none of my business.
Right.
Just that we have not spoken about anything since I got it. I started doing the silent prayer, and I forgave my parents. And I know now, years ago, being told by one of my children that needed to get rid of the anger.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think I had anger. Until my son had sent me your link, and then I started doing the silent prayer and watching all the church, and I got it. But I've been by myself and no one else around that has gotten it. I don't know of anybody else around me, my area, that has church as you do, or even fellowship as you do. And it's so rewarding that I feel hindered, that all I can do is work on myself. And maybe that's all I need to do. I don't know. I'm just reaching out because I've been doing this for so long. And, you know, I hear you talk about isolation and stuff, and I feel very isolated because I am disabled and don't get out and do like everybody else does. And I stay away from people more than I used to.
And why
I really
is that?
Do.
Why?
There's no reward. There's no...
Yeah.
There. I don't get anything from that.
Yes.
It's not... I'm not putting anything into it. Therefore, I don't want anything out of it like it used to be.
Yep. Amazing.
You know, there's not... There's nothing to say to anybody anymore that means anything. Conversational quality isn't there. I have a lot of love in my heart, and I just can't give it away anymore.
Yep.
And people see the light that we have, and they just want to strip it away from you.
Yep. The darkness hates the light.
Yes. And they always want to know what you got. What do you have? You know, and they don't know what you have, but they think it's your intelligence or something, because I don't have anything. I don't have a car. I don't have anything. I have Chevrolet eggs. I walk everywhere I go.
Nice.
So it's, or I'm driven, you know, I have a worker. But being disabled really puts a damper on who I used to think I was and who I really am. And I'm just a child of God, like everybody else. And I feel that if I don't just work and do the commandments, and I just feel that this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I've heard you talk in church, in platform, and that there isn't anything I should be doing except for working on myself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you should be doing. And you're not going to, because so few people on earth want the real truth, it's going to be different. And don't even look for it, really, but you're not going to find people around you that is seeking the truth. So they won't understand where you're coming from. They can't see. Forgive them. They cannot see. And just work on you. And you'll be fine. And if there's someone you need to play with sometime, it'll happen naturally. But you're fortunate that you are alone, so you can overcome loneliness, so you can overcome all things. So you're really fortunate that there are not people around you.
Definitely. When I do the silent prayer, it's not just morning and night. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's right.
It's nonstop.
Yep.
It's the time my eyelids flutter in the middle of the night because I can't sleep or whatever. It's almost like I welcome it because I feel like I'm doing it more so than I would if I had people around all the time.
Absolutely. And if people were around you and then they're not seeking to overcome, they will go after you. The evil in them will go after you to try to stop you and destroy you. And so, you're fortunate that you don't have those people around you.
And then I get it, what you're saying, the evil, it tries to destroy what you're doing during the silent prayer time.
Yeah.
Whatever time that is, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes. I've done it for an hour and become so relaxed where I wasn't even in pain anymore.
Yes.
I don't fall asleep ever, so that's just not going to happen. But I can do silent prayer sitting up. I can do it with my eyes open. And nobody's around me. And I understand what you're saying, because when people are around, it will suck the light right out of you.
Yes.
And stick you right back in the dark.
Yes. That's why it's not good to hang around evil people for too long, because the same demon that you're overcoming that doesn't want you to see the light, it's the same demon inside of them. And if they're not seeking the light, then they will. Those demons inside of them will try to stop you, for sure. I don't care if it's a blood family member or worker or friends or whatever, they will try to stop you. Because they don't understand why they're hating you. They don't know that it's not them, but they will go with it because they think that they're hating you when it's not them hating you. So forgive them. They know not what they do.
Okay, because that makes sense. My worker, you know, I don't have that much to say to her anymore when it comes to, well, you know, she makes excuses for herself or whatever, and I make sense, but she thinks I'm trying to argue, so I just don't talk.
Yes.
You know, I just be quiet, and then she's like, well, you know, thinking, I'm sure, what's wrong with her, or what I do wrong, you know, all that selfish Satan stuff, you know. And it is, it's Satan and his demons,
100%.
And they're quicker than a whip. They send in one and the other, and they're clocking in and clocking out all at the same time.
That's why that's what Paul meant when he said, it's not me, but something has made a home in me. And it's controlling me. It prevents me from being right. It prevents me from doing right. And it causes me to do the things I don't want to do. It's the same spirit that he was talking about, and that is in every human being. That's why we must be born again.
And I always go back to, I don't always, it's just from childhood. I always find that little girl that was so innocent and happy.
Yes.
And I have that still.
Yes.
I can still feel that.
Right on.
And because I remember when it happened, you know, I remember when, mom and dad started fighting, and that's, I'm like, well, where did it start? You know, it doesn't matter where it starts. We know it all happened.
Yes.
Sometimes it just comes to us when we're doing the silent prayer. After we do the silent prayer, our thoughts become different, and that innocence as a child memory will float back. It's not that I look for it. It's not that I seek it. It's not that I go back in time or anything. Yeah. I stay present.
Amazing.
As much as I possibly can.
Because of time, so you have an amazing call, but I got to run. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, so talking to my son, should I talk to him about it? I mean, about the way things are going for me? Or
if you guys are having a natural conversation and it comes up, yes. But if the thoughts tell you to talk to him about it, no, don't do it. But let it happen naturally.
Okay, it's thoughts.
Yeah, because the thought will want you to go preaching and want you to tell your son and talk to him about it, but do not obey the thoughts about anything.
Okay. Thank you so much. You really helped us. You got us through some dark stuff.
Well, you stay with it.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, I promise you, if you stay with it.
Okay. Well, I am doing it. And here I am. I'm proof. You know, I'm 62 and, you know, I'm alone and I'm not alone.
That's right.
But I'm by myself. I'm by myself, never alone.
That's right.
And those thoughts of suicide, been there, done that so many times, and I'm still here.
Right on. Still standing.
Yes, I am.
Right on.
I am.
Julie, call me again. You stay with it, though, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much for all you do.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
And you also.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Over on YouTube, Kang Lee and Pickle Bear, new members on the JLP channel.
Thank you. Amazing.
Or on Bond channel, actually. Thank you. Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. And thank you for your support.
Nilla Thrilla, they call him King.
They call him King. I call him the Great White Hope. Some call him Daddy. Some call him Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Pink Cap Man. Let go. Let God be present. Don't judge. Catch the first thought. Amazing.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Steven S. with a game controller with a sling around his arm.
Nice. Thank you.
Thomas P. How can I get my wife to listen to Jesse if she's a leftist and a feminist?
Well, don't force it. Tell her about it. And if she doesn't want to, let her suffer in her own hell. And you stay with working on you. Amazing. And don't judge her, though. Don't be angry at her. Don't judge her. Don't resent her. She cannot see. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They are asleep. So don't hold it against her.
Someone bought a coffee. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Ron K., monthly supporter, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing.
Someone, Jesse, if there is no you, then who is the one who drops the anger or does the silent prayer or forgives?
The spirit of truth causes you to overcome the spirit of evil. It takes the anger away from you. You think it's you, but it's a false self. And the spirit of truth would take it away from you. Amazing.
Over on Cash App, Matthew M. Church.
Thank you, Matthew M. Amazing.
Cornerstone, is better to be a doormat than an avenger.
I rest my case. Christ was a doormat. He never fought with it. He put the weapon down. Amazing. Thank you.
Matthew with tan or black thanks hands. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing. Nice.
Jesus for church, as always.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jennifer, very generous, 2026 tithes and offerings.
Thank you, Jennifer. Amazing.
Joseph B., welcome, Bond supporter.
Welcome. Thank you.
Pastor Shadley gifted 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble. How you doing, Pastor? Amazing.
Steven S. with the game controller saying, woot.
What's that?
It's a sticker.
Oh, amazing.
Nikki M. No message.
Thank you, Nikki.
Kohlberger Art. Yeah, we are doing a doormat all year long. Jesse, me, and a couple of Bond folks created a dedicated thing. Should be fun. Happy New Year, everyone at Bond. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Kohlberger Art. Amazing.
Shout out to the gamers.
Yeah.
Lowe's Low Flyer, no message.
Thank you.
Mari U says, happy New Year's. Let us bring in another amazing year of 2026. Hope you guys had a lovely and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. Love you guys. Heart party emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony Harms, happy New Year, Bond, White Heart, Dove with the olive leaf, and celebration explosions in the sky, you know, the fireworks. Being a doormat is easy and less stressful. It's the definition of giving it all to God. Yoke is easy, burden is light.
Amazing. So I suggested to the folks that they become a doormat. Let whatever happened to the ego happens, and you'll see that it's not you. It's not happening to you. Nothing is happening to you. It's happening to the false self. The false self in them is attacking the false self in you. Amazing. Stop protecting evil. Thank you.
Lola D, giving because I've given, been given another chance. God bless and keep you, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you, Lola D. And I appreciate you helping us to help others, and you stay with it. Amazing.
Peter 80 again. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, church was good. I liked when you said, if you think you're awake, you're asleep. Thank you.
Yeah. When you awake, truly awake, there's no thinking about being awake. What the? In the light, there is no thinking. You just live. All you do is live. Life works through you. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious 3, Jesse, Happy New Year. Welcome back. Church was amazing, and I'm petitioning that Trump make you president of Venezuela.
I appreciate that. Right on. And church was amazing. Check it out. RebuildingAMan.com/church.
Cornerstone, Jesse, freeing more slaves than Harriet Tubman.
What? Oh, amazing. Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee on Cash App.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Very nice shout out.
Shout out.
Cleopatra, Cloud Bops, and Six Good Reasons, new members on the JLP show.
Right on. Thank you.
Blood or Water, happy birthday, Jesse Lee Peterson. Did you leer anything new? All kind of leering going on. Leering.
They can't. They're black. Why do you expect them to know how to spell learning? What the?
Larry H., typical for the Blats to take a week off work.
That's right.
Not a victim. Jesse waited 90 years to become a doormat. Jesse, where can I make larger donations? Asks not a victim.
Go to RebuildingAMan.com/donate. RebuildingAMan.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in. Make your check of money all out to Bond and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And thank you in advance.
Marilyn, Happy New Year, Jesse, and contributors.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Here's to a year of endurance.
Right on.
Black, medium-skinned, thanks, praying hands. Emojis,
nice.
With three coffees.
Right on. Thank you.
Charlie J., I watched a video of yours, and it made me happy. Grinning emoji.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
you all. Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to Christopher out of Virginia. Christopher, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Wake up, white people.
That's for
we
sure.
Need more white babies, for sure.
That's right. In July, get ready.
That's right. Hey, yeah. The reason I was calling is I forgave my mama.
Nice.
I called him before, and everything's a lot better doing the silent prayer, and everything's fantastic, man. I just want to tell you, love your show, man. It's been a great help, and I want to answer the biblical question. Can you say it one time for me?
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Animal nature kills for food. Human nature kills for power.
Amazing. That's amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday.
I'll tune in, man. Have a blessed one and be safe.
I will. Stay with it, man. Stay with it.
I will. God bless you.
You too. Oh, Dion, can you make it fit quick? Dion out of California.
Jesse. Hello.
Yes, sir.
We got the gold, Jesse.
What do you
we
mean?
We got the gold from Venezuela.
Oh, we got the oil, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, come on, it's all the same. The black, yeah. But anyway,
Dion,
hey, I don't know if you remember me.
Dion, because it seems like you need a little more time. I am out of time. Are you able to call me back later this week?
Yeah, I could call you back tomorrow morning.
Okay, call me, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. And can we get too late for Super Chat?
Super Chats.
Anthony L. with a big smile, open mouth emoji. Thank you, sir,
for the
sticker. Pastor Chatelet on pill.net.
Amazing.
111. Happy New Year, Jesse and crew. What kind of Little Caesars pizza is Hank's favorite? Pepperoni.
Nice. Thank you, Pastor.
King Alpha Nerd.
Pepperoni.
King Alpha Nerd here. God bless America and Happy New Year, everyone. So let me get this straight. NYC started with a Muslim communist taking oath of mayor on the Quran by a radical Keisha. And days later, President Trump saved Venezuela from a dictator. The citizens are celebrating, but the liberals are cheering for a dictator. Stranger things may be over, but we are living in the upside down. Buckle up, kiddos. Daddy Trump is bringing the hammer down.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
Greg
said, by the way.
Gregatron, welcome back, my people. Very American flag party, birthday cake, celebration present. Let's celebrate.
Right on. Start this year out right. Stay with work on self. Amazing. Thank you.
Larry H. People in NYC wearing diapers for New Year's Eve. New York cooked.
Amazing. I heard that a lot of police officers resigned once that guy became mayor. Madami.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Stephen S. Been a member for 6 months. Stay grounded in Yahuwah. 3 times, Jesse Lee voice. Stay with it. There's nothing better than knowing he will never leave or forsake us. I love you guys.
Right on. Stay with it. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Skip logged and go pithy for me.
Oh, man. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creature of our hate is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. Thanks for your support. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.